want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
It's August 28th, 2011, and you're listening to The Common Sense Show. And I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and I want to welcome the listeners on our AM and FM stations, on satellite, and of course, listening to us on the internet around the world. Welcome. Welcome to our voice of freedom. If this is your first time listening, you're going to find that this show is designed to raise the awareness of an already well-informed audience in order that all of us can begin to wake up our slumbering country as to the dangerous rabbit hole in which we are descending. Helping me in this endeavor, as she does every week, is our news director of the Common Sense Show, Miss Annie DeRiso. So without further ado, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome Annie to the airwaves. Hi, Annie. How are you this evening?
Oh, well, at least we're dry and not swamped like they are on the East Coast.
Yeah, but, you know, I think we dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
I kind of was expecting the East Coast to end up, let's just put it this way. I thought Wall Street might have the potential to end up like Building 7 with all the indictments that could possibly be coming down from the DOJ on Goldman Sachs. But that's another show for another time. But it looks like the good people of New York dodged that bullet, and thank goodness that they did. You know, Annie, I had the most curious article sent to me just this afternoon. And that article, yeah, this it's all the way from Norway. It's a Norwegian newspaper, and fortunately the person who sent it to me translated into English, so I have a paragraph of Norwegian and a paragraph of English. And did you know, Annie, that isn't this just an amazing coincidence that Norway police had trained on the very island of the mass shootings in which over 70 people were murdered just hours before the actual shooting, and they were practicing exactly the same scenario. Now, isn't that what happened on 9/11?
They never changed their mode of operandi, do they?
No, but, Annie, isn't that what also happened with the London bombings on 7/7?
Well, if that even goes back to JFK getting assassinated, they changed the route that he was on just a little bit before he took out in the limo.
Well, I know one thing. Out here in the Phoenix area, which, you know, I live in the rural deserts north of Phoenix, if they start doing some disaster scenario planning, I'm going to leave town for a while.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like this is the calling card of the New World Order. And, you know, Annie, also, I'm sure you've been following the events in Libya. But it's hard to follow the events in Libya. I mean, first Gaddafi's sons are captured, and then they're not. Then one of them is captured, and then they're not. And Tripoli is taken, and then it's not. And then Tripoli is half taken, but Gaddafi's fighting back. The mainstream media can't seem to get it straight, can they?
Well, it's just kind of like which way the wind blows. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute, and it'll change.
Well, I think this is the classic psyop. Where you really get people to accept the end result even before it occurs and its finality. So you float false press releases, and I think this is what we're seeing in Libya. I hold to what Ellen Brown said right here on this show back earlier this year when she said that Libya was going to be invaded because they refused to capitulate to the Bank of International Settlements. The Libyan economy is actually prosperous. It's actually one of the few economies, Annie, that's backed up by gold. 144 tons of gold under Gaddafi's compound, which you know that our special ops are going to be making a beeline for, and you'll never hear about the gold again. Anyway, we'll have to see what's going to happen in Libya. And we come back, I've got a horror story to tell you from Salem, Oregon. Stay tuned, everybody.
But you were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier...
Coming up in just a few moments, we'll have a special guest, a return visit from that ever-popular Merchant Marine captain, Kelly Sweeney, as we'll get updates on the Gulf. There are global implications coming out of the Gulf. The rise of piracy we'll also be discussing, and more of what's happening at the North Pole and what it means for us. And if we have time, we'll ask the good captain about his views on Fukushima and what the mariners are saying about radiation levels. Well, Annie, have you ever heard of Jan Klein?
No.
And I don't suspect that many people in our listening audience have either, but Jan Klein could become an unintended symbol for governmental tyranny. And she could become the poster child for why we need to unelect every public official. Jan is from Salem, Oregon, and she has cancer. She can't work because of the cancer, and as a result, she has no medical insurance. So she began to finance her cancer treatments by selling off the possessions in her home. And she was somewhat successful in this endeavor until Salem, Oregon city officials shut her down, fined her, and threatened her with jail if she ever did it again. Now, what's happened to our freedoms, Annie?
I'd go to jail. I wouldn't pay the fine. I mean, that's like shutting down kids' lemonade stands, if this is worse.
Well, really, if you look at it, this is a de facto capital punishment for Jan Klein, because without this money, she's not going to get the cancer treatment that she needs. And I just find this outrageous. And as I wonder what happened to our freedoms You know, my response is that if you want to live in a neighborhood controlled by a Nazi-type homeowners association where they're known for embezzling and telling you what kind of flowers residents can grow, go ahead and move there. But if you're on your own homes and you're not part of these Nazi organizations, leave them alone. This type of tyranny is happening all over the country in places like Quartzsite, Arizona, where the police haul out residents from town hall meetings who are calmly disagreeing with their city council. They also had the mayor removed, if you can believe that. The mayor in a city council meeting was removed by the police for disagreeing with the city council. And in a town hall meeting in Ohio, the police arrested residents for filming the proceedings, even though the news media was still allowed to film the entire proceeding. This is happening everywhere. Government tells you you cannot grow a garden, and they arrest you for doing so. These Nazi officials arrest girls for selling lemonade on the Capitol Mall. Government wants control of all commerce, yet the bankers on Wall Street, the Tim Geithners, the Hank Paulsons, they steal trillions from us, but because they wear suits, they do so, they steal from us with impunity. We're witnessing the wholesale and total and complete installation of socialism in our country. No free enterprise, no freedom. Well, Annie, how do you think we should strike back?
Oh, my goodness. That's a complex question. Withdraw from the system, but then they try to get you if you withdraw from the system.
Oh, Annie, this is why I love you so much. Great minds think alike. I totally agree with you. You know, how do you strike back at this global instituted tyranny that's making its way through Agenda 21 policies down to the local level? Well, you start by not going to Walmart. You stop by not eating in McDonald's. You shop your small, local-owned business. Collapse the globalist businesses. Don't participate in them. Take your money out of Wells Fargo. Take your money out of B of A. Take your money out of Chase. Bank with your local credit union. Trade and barter with your neighbors as much as you can. And stop buying, for God's sake, stop buying Chinese slave labor-produced products. Buy local, buy American, and finally, unelect every dog catcher, every mayor, every single city councilman, like the ones in Salem, Oregon. Show them the door so we don't have any more victims like Jan Klein. And for goodness sake, RBN listeners, start waking up the 80% of Americans who have their head in the sand. Support Ron Paul. Bachman, Romney, Rick Perry, and Obama are in a heated race to serve you as the next puppet-in-chief. The only political hope for our country is Ron Paul. Yes, you're right. I did say this last week, and I'm saying it again now, and I'm going to say it again next week, because long as I have breath, we have an obligation to our country, RBN listeners. We are the aware ones. We are the ones who've had our eyes open. We need to go out and educate the masses. Today, my wife's Uncle Arnie showed up at our door. Now, he's all upset because Obama wants gun control. We went through that thing. We talked about the UN. He opened the door for me to educate him on a few other things that are going on. Folks, the people out there to wake up don't need to hear every single conspiracy, every single globalist plot designed to take away your freedoms and institute this police grid surveillance state that we're in right now. We don't have to tell them everything. They only need one issue to bring them into a sense of awareness. One issue, they walk through that front door. Now they're in a house with all these rooms open to them, because once you get them to listen to you on one issue that matters to them, all other issues will begin to appear. It's how it happened for me. It's how it happened for Annie. It's how it happened for all of us. We have a duty here, RBN listeners, to take the information that you gather here and go out and spread the word of freedom. And speaking of spread the word of freedom, how timely is this, Annie? We have RBN business cards available, $10 per 100, free bumper stickers, and free shipping. And also, when you purchase yours, You'll get that classic Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism. To order yours, 1-800-724-2719. Well, Annie, I suppose we should tell the listening audience, too, that next week we're not going to be here. We're going to be on vacation. I'm taking my family to a much-needed respite over in California. And so I'll be off for 3 days. I told my wife that I'd be emotionally and physically present for the vacation. Annie, how are you going to spend your Labor Day?
Well, I have lots of relatives coming in for my mother's 95th birthday the next weekend, so I'll be house cleaning. I'll be working.
I want to congratulate you, not because you're going to be doing house cleaning, but what a milestone, 95.
Yes.
What a wonderful milestone, and the things that your wonderful mom must have seen through the years. I'm sure that what's going on today just must be terribly upsetting to someone from the World War II generation.
Well, she kind of sums it up. You know, when I try to tell her these things, I don't get too involved with all of it or anything, but even the simple things that I tell her, she goes, well, Obama wants us all to be alike except him, meaning he wants to be different. He wants to be above us all, but he wants everybody underneath him to be alike.
Well, I agree, and we're certainly not all alike, and you're right. They want us to be clones. They want to control every aspect of our life. I mean, you just look at Rick Perry and what I said about him last week. Forced Gardasil and vaccinations. Rick Perry, we know that gives young girls cancer, but Rick Perry played into the pharmaceuticals that are donating to his campaign. It made it mandatory. He gave in-state tuition to illegal aliens, received an award from Mexico. Rick Perry, who gave away his state's highway system to King Juan Carlos Sintra organization, where now the average Texan's going to have to pay $4,000 to $5,000 a year. And this guy is now, as I predicted last week, and it happened quicker than I thought, Rick Perry is now the front runner of the Republicans. And I hear this from people all the time, Annie. Obama's no good. You know, he serves the wrong people. He's the puppet in chief. Wait till we get a Republican in. Excuse me? What? What? Ron Paul. Ron Paul's really a libertarian, but he's using a Republican platform. Someone please tell me, is there anybody else worth supporting besides Ron Paul? Michelle, I voted for the renewal of the Patriot Act, Bachman. Please.
Well, people are hiding their head in the sand. If you had your head in the sand, you can't breathe.
No, I agree. Well, in just a moment, we're going to go to Captain Kelly Sweeney. I'm still waiting word on whether or not we have the good captain. So while we're waiting for that word, let me remind you that you can subscribe to our archives for a mere $1.33 a month. Not even a cup of coffee, folks. $1.33 a month to get all the great programming here on RBN. And to help us stay on the air, we certainly encourage you to keep donating to your fundraising efforts. I think we're making some progress, but whether it's $5, $50, $500. Again, the number is 1-800-724-2719, and we would encourage you to donate to the cause so we can keep spreading the word of freedom. Anyway, do we? Let me go to my producer real quick. Do we have Captain Sweeney? Oh, wonderful, good. Well, Annie, I just was told by Manny, our crack producer of the show, that we do have Captain Sweeney, and Captain Sweeney has been a guest on our show frequently, particularly during the highly reported piracy issues of 2 years ago, and then he was on a lot about the Gulf. He's the author of On the Bridge, and Captain Sweeney and I are going to cover a lot of territory tonight. So without further ado, let's welcome the good captain to the show. Kelly, how are you, my friend?
Ahoy, Dave. It's great being back with you and Annie and all the Common Sense Show listeners.
Well, it's terrific having you back, and I have to tell you, Captain Sweeney, you know, I've been writing a multi-part series on the Gulf, and I'm getting into some real shenanigans here that have been pretty easy for me to prove. But I have to tell you, Captain Sweeney, when I'm writing about what I believe is a conspiracy in the Gulf, you really pointed the way to me when this crisis first happened, and I'm afraid I didn't listen to you carefully enough. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what that is and let you comment on it again. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with an exciting interview with Captain Kelly Sweeney and my co-host, Annie.
I feel a wreck without my- trying to grow.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back, our special guest now is Captain Kelly Sweeney, author of On the Bridge, and those of you who've listened to the show for any length of time are very familiar with Captain Sweeney. And Kelly and Annie, I'm going to say this to both of you. Last year, you guys presented a lot of really good information following the BP oil spill. In particular, Kelly, you told us to pay attention to the 6 hours of tape that were missing from the bridge of the Deepwater Horizon. You told me that you thought it was significant that the black box on the Deepwater Horizon went missing. And I thought, well, that's interesting, but it didn't really get me, Kelly, until I started researching and finding cross-references to really what I think is a wholesale set of conspiracies. So really, I want to thank you, both of you, because you pointed me for opening my eyes in the right direction. And I've been on radio interviews all across this country over these issues and as far away as Amsterdam. So anyway, Kelly, let's start with the Gulf. Is there anything new to report?
A lot to report from the Gulf, Dave. I mean, the first thing is that anybody who thinks the Gulf oil spill is over, it's not. The oil spill disaster is far from over, and I foresee that its effects could last our lifetime. Now, the current resources still involved in the cleanup. 1,179, as of this moment, men and women are involved with cleaning up the oil still in 4 Gulf states.
That sounds, and by the way, you've heard too that the Gulf in that area is still leaking.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yes, but they supposedly they tracked it back to an abandoned well, not the Deepwater Horizon.
Well, I read one report today that says it has the same signature chemicals, components, whatever you want to call them, as the BP explosion. So maybe that's changing.
Well,
they are tracking it.
Well, I think that that could be true. You know, the Macondo field that they were punching into is an enormous field. How many active ships are drilling in that lease area, I don't know for sure right now because it's changed some since the Deepwater Horizon. But there were probably four or five different companies drilling in that same area, and it's all going to be for the same oil. So it would make sense that it would have the same characteristics.
But what concerns me is more leaking oil, and I've been in contact with some of the fishermen down there, and a few of them work on the BP cleanup crews, and obviously they need to keep their heads low, but they have told me without reservation in multiple accounts that they don't believe there's one oil leak going on. They say there are as many as 13.
Could well be. I mean, abandoned wells have been a problem in the Gulf for many years.
Well,
in the industry for a long time, just blew off really sealing the wells correctly when they were done, and that ultimately they would leak. And so I think that after the Deepwater Horizon disaster, the government started requiring them, the industry, to survey and clean up and seal professionally and, you know, in modern professional standards, the abandoned wells down in the Gulf. And it's still a work in progress.
Okay, but regardless if BP is responsible for this latest round of oil leaks, the problem lies, to me, is that there's still oil that's leaking, and that's going to necessitate, you would think, presumably more of the spraying of Corexit, which is still ongoing. And so talk about, you know, the dangers associated with this a little bit from your perspective.
Well, there are lots of different issues that are going on with the BP Gulf oil spill disaster. Regarding Corexit, there is no question in my mind that there are lingering concerns over the use of the dispersant during the spill. Now, for the listeners that, because, you know, it hasn't been in the news too much lately, a dispersant breaks up the oil, and like Corexit, breaks up the oil into small droplets, which makes it easier to be cleaned up, so it doesn't clump together, or makes it easier to have the microbes that are inherent in the seawater make that easier for them to eat, to gobble up the oil. The problem is the Corexit is not biodegrading. Now, there were about 800,000 gallons of Corexit that were put underwater during the Gulf oil spill. The long-term effects of Corexit use underwater had never been studied previously, and that procedure had never been tried until the disaster. Now, it's obvious to me that Corexit was put underneath the surface as a BP tactic to hide how much was being spilled.
Because that kept
that oil from rising to the surface where it couldn't be counted,
exactly.
And they couldn't be penalized for it, and therefore it couldn't be cleaned up as well.
Yeah, because in my research I found that the EPA ranked the two types of Corexit that they're using as the least effective but the most toxic. So it begs the question, why would they ever use it? And I think you just nailed it right on the head.
Yeah, there was a big thing about that. During the spill,
Kelly, I'm going to let you finish that answer when we come back from the break. And then we got a nice long stretch. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll come back with Kelly's answer to that question on why Corexit after a word from these sponsors.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
At 1-800-313-9443. Right now the phones are closed and we're going to open them after the top of the next hour, in hour number two, so you can ask your questions of Captain Sweeney. Captain Sweeney, as we were going into the break, you were giving your take on Corexit, so I'd like you to continue there.
Yeah, during the spill, the government gave BP 24 hours. During that time, it was, you know, during the ongoing cleanup, it gave them 24 hours to come up with a better dispersant than Corexit. And BP, you know, looked at everything, and they came back and said, no, we're going to stick with Corexit. And their reasoning was that Corexit broke down into less harmful components than some of the others that might have biodegraded faster and broken down quicker, but released more toxic chemicals. That was their reasoning. And the government, because Corexit is one of the approved dispersants, government backed away. Ultimately, they told BP to stop using it.
But Kelly, in England, the home of BP, Corexit is banned
yes.
because of its toxicity.
That's right. And you know what's funny? That, well, it's not funny, but if you look at the material safety data sheet of Corexit, which all, you know, chemical compounds have, you can even see it, you know, for household chemicals, chlorine, bleach or something, will have different toxic information. You can't breathe this. You can't. You shouldn't get it on your skin. If you do this or that, this is how you clean it up. If you get it on your clothes, this and that. With Corexit, they came right out and said, we have never done any toxicity tests on Corexit.
Amazing.
It comes, if they look at the MSDS, short for Material Safety Data Sheet, for Corexit, they go down to the bottom where it says toxicity at the very end. It will say there have been no toxicity tests done on Corexit. Yet up above, earlier in the safety data sheet, it comes out and says this is non-toxic to sea life and to people who are cleaning up, you know, doing the cleanup.
Well, how do they explain the multitude of mammals like whales and dolphins beaching themselves? How do you explain the illnesses in the people in the Gulf that virtually every academic institution in the South and Mid-South has studied has said this is due to Corexit toxicity?
That's right. I agree. But just like when BP, Tony Hayward, and he was still the number one guy at BP during the spill, when people were complaining about the effects of Corexit getting dumped on their heads or being involved with it during oil spill cleanup, he said, you know, in typical Agent Orange fashion, it's all in your head. Essentially is what he said. You know, maybe you just, maybe they're just tired, or maybe they're overworked, or maybe they have, asthma or something. You know, but it's not anything to do with a cleanup.
Well, if they didn't have asthma, some of them are getting it now. We had a Gulf Coast activist on named Kendra Arneson. She's been on my show twice, and her daughter, 9-year-old daughter, had no symptoms of asthma ever, up until the time they started using Corexit. And she's a Plaquemines Parish, and they're on a peninsula, and they're being surrounded by this poison on three sides. And Kendra told me all the kids, all the adults that she knows are exhibiting symptoms from rashes to chest pains to hair falling out. It's a holocaust, which is why I called my series The Great Gulf Coast Holocaust. So I don't see how they can say it, but let's change gears just for a second here. I want you to go back and remind our audience about what a wonderful corporation Transocean is.
Well, Transocean is, they were the ones who owned the rig, the Deepwater Horizon.
Yes.
And it was chartered by BP to drill for BP's oil. Okay, and so Transocean had a contract with them. Halliburton was involved. They had a contract with Transocean to do some work on the rig. So, anyway, Transocean used to be based, its corporate headquarters used to be based in Houston, Texas. Then they decided to go overseas, so they went to the favorite haunt of mobsters and other lowlifes who want to hide their money offshore, the Cayman Islands. And then that wasn't good enough, so then they switched to Switzerland, which is where their corporate headquarters is located now. Transocean has been found in subsequent investigations, Dave, to have had undermanned that rig, to have not conducted safety inspections and safety maintenance as required by international regulations, and had basically not lived up to providing a safe workplace for its workers. Many of those alarms that could have saved their lives didn't work, and they cut a lot of corners. People who spoke up, and I knew some people, I know some people who were working on the rig at the time, that the disaster occurred, and they worked for Transocean on other rigs as well, the ones that were doing the relief drilling, of the drilling of the relief wells. So anyway, Transocean has been involved in shady dealings. They're under investigation here in the U.S. for tax evasion. They're under investigation in Norway for tax evasion on rigs that they've been drilling, using to drill for oil in the North Sea, Norwegian oil. And they've been under investigation over in Europe for hiding financial information. They've been involved in dealing with countries that are sanctioned by the U.S. Regimes, like over in Myanmar, used to be Burma. They have really skirted the legality in doing business, whether it be how they operate their rig at sea or how they do their corporate business. And they were, this is how arrogant they are. At the end of last year, Transocean tried to utilize, because they want to avoid any liability for what they did. They tried to use a law, a 100-year-old law, that basically says their liability stops at the value of the vessel that sank. In other words, the Deepwater Horizon. They used that, and they tried to get the federal courts to hear the lawsuits that are ongoing right now up in Idaho, and then tried to get it in Houston, where the judges were considered to be more favorable there to their cause. They tried to swing things that way. Finally, the federal government said, no, we're going to do it in New Orleans. And then at the end of last year, to me, the ultimate amount of corporate arrogance, the officers, president, vice president of that group, of the company, were issued safety bonuses. And this came right out in their annual report for the safest year that they'd had in history. And they got hundreds of thousands of dollars of safety bonuses because they did such a great job protecting the lives of their employees, the equipment, and the environment. Only when there was a hoo-ha outcry from many people, including myself, did they decide, well, we're going to donate our bonuses, our safety bonuses, to a fund for the victims of the Deepwater Horizon.
That would have been my next comment about those 11 people. But what I find interesting about Transocean, two things in particular, and I don't want to go too far down the conspiracy rabbit hole here, Kelly, but I think this has got to be mentioned, that the money from the bonuses they were going to give to the employees until the public uproar changed their mind might have come from the insurance policy they took out just a short time before the explosion, in which the oil rig was double insured. In other words, they walked away with a $275 million profit from the accident.
You bet.
And on the exact morning of the explosion, Goldman Sachs, who has their fingerprints all the way through this, did a put option through their subsidiary, Wachovia Wells Fargo, that froze the existing shares at the rate they were selling at that morning for preferred insiders. So they knew, in my mind, that rig was going to explode. Then you had the fact that Tony Hayward dumped his stock a couple of weeks before. Halliburton, that was working on the very area that exploded, went out and purchased Boots and Coots, the biggest oil cleanup firm, for $250 million just 10 days before the explosion. You can't tell me that these people did not know what was going to happen and 11 people perished.
If they let that happen, Dave, then they should be shown no mercy, because those men gave their lives, you know, in service to that vessel and trying to do the right thing and do their job. And it is completely unacceptable. But, you know, it makes a lot of sense. Transocean's the same company that they were paying the people who were injured their wages after they got hurt. And they did that for a while the publicity was on them, but very quietly, several months ago, they stopped doing it.
Yes.
And they announced they were no longer going to do that. And so, after the line, they're out of the limelight. Their true colors come out. And, you know, it goes, these things go on with the Gulf oil spill one after another. Like, we're talking about Corexit earlier and the use of Corexit. There's a study that came out 2 months after BP stopped using Corexit. It was still found in the water 200 miles away from the wellhead. It had been carried by currents far below the surface. A Woods Hole study. I sailed for Woods Hole on one of their ships as a relief first officer a number of years ago. But it's one of the foremost oceanographic institutions in the world, based in Massachusetts. But they had scientists from Woods Hole study the components of Corexit after the spill, and in January they released their findings. What they found was that the oil that had been spilled was actually biodegrading faster than they anticipated, that the microbes in the Gulf were voraciously eating the oil. What they found and what the lead researchers came out and said is worrisome is that the Corexit and the key components of Corexit were not biodegrading. Little, if at all, was their view, and the long-term damage to sea life from chronic contamination, they have no idea. Corexit is what's called a bioaccumulator. It's stored in the fat.
Exactly.
And so if you ingest it, as you being a sea mammal or a crab or whatever, ingest, you know, water that has Corexit in it, it is filtered and stored in your fat, and it continues to build up. And there you go right up the food chain. If the small things are storing Corexit and the bigger things eat those smaller things, it just goes on up the chain. And maybe, as you pointed out, with the top of the chain and the marine mammals, the whales, the dolphins, beaching themselves inexplicably down in the Gulf, hey, who knows if that's involved with Corexit or not? You know, it certainly is suspicious to me, especially because when they say it's biodegraded little, if at all, so those 800,000 gallons that they put under the water to hide how much was being spilled, in addition to the almost, I think it was close to 1.1 million gallons that was dumped from the air onto the surface, is essentially still there.
Well, it's showing up in the people's health. There can be no mistaking that. I mean, the research on this that I've been able to uncover writing my own articles is overwhelming. But what's also concerning to me, too, is, and I don't know if you've heard about this or not, the TV stations on a local level, like WREG-TV out of Memphis, reported toxicity in the rainfall, and they went and investigated and found it was Corexit, and the farmers in the area were complaining their crops were being destroyed. Do you know anything about the toxic rainfall with Corexit?
I've heard that, and I've seen the reports. You told me about that first, and I have seen those reports, but unfortunately I haven't seen any verification from any quote-unquote official sources. And this makes a lot of sense. You know, my question is, and this follows right along with what you're saying, did BP, with approval from our government, risk the lives of cleanup workers and mariners at the scene by dumping Corexit over their heads? I know during the spill I was in contact with mariners on the rigs who normally, when you're out in a situation like that, you have to have a way to make water. And so when you get far enough offshore, you can't do it in close. Usually it's around 10 miles off the coast. The engineers make water, and there's different ways that they convert seawater into fresh water for drinking on board the vessel. And BP was supposed to be delivering fresh water because there was so much Corexit in the seawater that it didn't biodegrade, that people were going to be ingesting the Corexit. Well, BP never told anybody about it, and for several weeks, vessels out there were making water from tainted seawater in the Gulf. Finally, a whistleblower, and I know this personally, a whistleblower contacted the Coast Guard about it, the U.S. Coast Guard about it, when the U.S. Coast Guard threatened to go down on the rigs and check and see if they were being delivered fresh water. By some miracle, BP all of a sudden got fresh water on barges and tanks out to those rigs and started pumping it. But, you know, this makes a lot of sense, Dave. Okay, this is the same group of people who, when thousands of workers during the spill were taken ill, like I said, Tony Haber said, well, it must be all in your head. So far, BP has paid very little from its $20 billion fund to compensate people for loss on their claims. They've only used around $5 billion or so of that, of $20 billion. But of that money that they have used, which is a pittance, $0 and 0 cents, have gone towards any claim where somebody has made a claim that Corexit is, or the crude oil cleanup and the Corexit combined are affecting their health.
Well, I know that's true, and you're right about the BP compensation. You brought up two important issues there. David Arneson, who was a shrimp fisherman in the Gulf, made $150,000 in the fiscal year prior to the explosion, and BP paid him a one-time payment of $5,000 with promise of employment on the cleanup crew. So kind of like, hey, David, here's a lot less than what you deserve, but come work on the cleanup crews and risk your life, because I've heard that the protection gear they wear is not adequate. The respirators, if they get them, often don't work properly. And we could go on and on about what BP's negligence is there with the cleanup workers. But the other thing that you raised was BP will not admit to the fact that the Corexit is damaging people's health, but researchers from University of South Florida, LSU, Tulane, Oregon State, and Kim Anderson's crew, and then Wilma Subra have said otherwise. When we come back from the break, I'll give you a couple stats, Kelly, and let you respond to them. Stay tuned. More on this outrage from the Gulf, and we'll be moving in other areas as well with Captain Sweeney after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned, everybody.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest is Captain Kelly Sweeney, and right now we're focusing on the events of the Gulf. And Kelly, as we're going into the break, I was telling you that there's a plethora of scientific and medical research in the Gulf that shows just how exposed and how shortened the lives will be for many people living in the Gulf. But let me just go to one researcher, Dr. Wilma Subra. She did a random sampling of blood of people in the Gulf.
And swimmers, too.
Yes, and she found that she found 36 to 65 times the expected rate of benzene were found in people's blood that
right.
were living near the coastline. In fact, her quote was, it's in the food, it's in the air, it's in the water. And she said there's no escaping it for these people. This is a Holocaust in the making. It's a slow burn genocide, in my opinion.
I agree with you. Dr. Suber has made her results public, and I give her a lot of credit for that. I find this very interesting, and tell you the truth, suspicious. But I would, of course, never be able to prove this, but there's a government study from the National Institute of Health on the oil spill cleanup worker health, you know, the oil spill cleanup workers that were involved in the Gulf oil cleanup. And it wasn't funded until January of this year. And it really wasn't started until, I believe, March. Essentially close to eight, 9 months thereabouts, but if you want to give a little leeway, 8 months after the oil spill began, and you know, it was not just a Deepwater Horizon recovery as far as the rig itself, but it just went to an oil spill cleanup. And so when they finally started the study, many experts came out and said, hey, this is too late. Anybody who was being affected by the toxins in the Corexit and the crude oil during the spill that we're ostensibly supposed to study here, it's going to be too long from the time they hit exposure to give an accurate result. Matter of fact, there's a fellow who's from Pittsburgh, but Dr. Goldstein is his name, and he's very well known in these circles as far as bloodborne toxins. He's commented on the study at a very large conference several weeks ago, and what he said was that the study started too late, that they would not be able to get definitive results of the health effects of the workers. So essentially, by instituting that study too late, they are now not going to be able to get definitive results. This, according to an expert who came right out and said it, to give definitive results on how the Corexit is affecting and the oil spill cleanup itself is affecting the workers.
This is unacceptable because the government's mandate is to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the populace.
No question. And BP so far, we can't forget how BP was going to make everything right, and they kept telling everybody, we're going to make everything right. But BP has so far dismissed every health-related claim made by an oil spill cleanup worker or mariner or anybody else at the scene, and has not paid any compensation to the workers affected for health-related claims.
And when we come back from the break, Kelly, I don't know if you know this, but I'll share with you why BP used Corexit from a financial standpoint, just not to avoid the penalties. Stay tuned. We'll be back in hour number two. More with Captain Kelly Sweeney.
Climbing as the dollar continues.